New Hampshire real estate headlines. 2026 update on average realtor commission rates in New Hampshire. This resource details current real estate commission costs for home sellers in New Hampshire and outlines strategies to reduce these expenses. New Hampshire real estate professionals need up-to-date commission data to accurately advise sellers and remain competitive in the local market. Review the latest rate breakdowns and savings tips to better prepare your listing presentations. New Hampshire real estate headlines. New Hampshire online database, now available via Vision Government Solutions. Vision Government Solutions offers a new online database allowing users to access specific information for their respective municipalities in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals in NH can utilize this platform to quickly retrieve local municipal data, streamlining due diligence and property research for clients. Visit http://www.vgi.com/New Hampshire Online-Database/ to select your municipality and access the database. New Hampshire real estate headlines. New Hampshire property records search, owners, deeds, and permits. Access a comprehensive database in New Hampshire to find owner information, purchase history, deeds, tax records, loans, and permits. Real estate professionals in NH can leverage this tool to quickly verify ownership, track lien history, and validate permit status for clients. Search New Hampshire property records here. That's newhampshire.propertychecker.com. New Hampshire real estate headlines. New home construction permitting in NH, a builder's guide. This guide outlines the time-consuming process of navigating zoning laws and building codes for new home construction in New Hampshire. Real estate professionals in NH need to understand these regulatory layers to better advise clients and manage project timelines. Read the full guide at hdcochinberg.com/newhomeconstructioninnh/. New Hampshire real estate updates. New Hampshire Public Records Directory now available online for property research. A centralized online directory of New Hampshire public records has been published to help users locate government records and property data. Real estate professionals can use this resource to quickly access public records essential for due diligence, title research, and property transactions across NH. Bookmark http://publicrecords.netronline.com/state/NH for streamlined public records lookups in your next deal. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some NH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.